almost 2 billion people depend on water from the Himalayas. But according to a new report, at least one-third of the Himalayan glaciers that supply the region with fresh water will be gone by the year 2100, even if the world keeps making deep cuts to greenhouse gas emissions. That could mean flooding and then prolonged droughts in countries including China, India, Nepal, and Pakistan. Lori Vasily worked on that report for the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development. She's with us from Kathmandu, Nepal. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
And what kind of impact will that have for these glaciers to melt so much by the year 2100?
Oh, it will have massive impact in this region. In this region, the Hindu Kush Himalayan region actually spans across 8 countries from the west, Afghanistan, to the farthest east of this mountain range is actually in Southeast Asia, in Myanmar. Between a quarter and a third of the human population on this planet depend on the water resources from the mountains in this region. So it's a critically important resource, of course, for the region, but a global resource also. And when those glaciers disappear, it wreaks havoc on agriculture, on food security, water security, on lives and livelihoods across the region.
And is this purely an effect of climate change?
Well, you know, I mean, a combination, of course, climate change, land use changes across the region, greenhouse gases. But yes, what happens, there's this interesting effect called the high altitude elevation dependent warming. So warming increases at higher elevations. So you've got the glaciers, you've got the ice, you've got the snowpack. And so if the warming is greater in those areas, then the ice and snow, which actually act as water storage, diminish because they melt. And that melt then for the first period will be greater. But then predicted after 2050, the meltwater will be less. And that meltwater feeds into the river supply across the 10 major Asian rivers.
How much are you feeling this right now? You're joining us from Kathmandu. You know, the headline number here is 2100. The year 2100, you'll see a third of these glaciers melted. But what about now? Do you already see it?
Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, the amount of glacial change is really significant. So more investment in this region really needs to be made in terms of ensuring that there's more glaciology monitoring so we understand the threat of these glacial lake outburst floods is there. And unless we have some understanding of the baseline around all of these different glaciers and we do more remote sensing, but also on the ground mapping of the glaciers, you know, unless we do that, we won't be able to take the preventive actions that help communities to move out of areas in case they're at risk in the face of disaster of a glacial lake outburst flood.
That is Lori Vasily with the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development. We'll link you to more about the report at hereandnow.org. Lori, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.